That's a whole long story, but it is a theme I want to highlight, that these social and emotional and influences are a key part of the problem. It's part of a set of changes in these neural systems at puberty that are true not just for humans, but in many species. There's this biobehavioral activation of a tendency to explore, seek novelty, be sensation-seeking, and a very interesting aspect of this, as we review in the Nature Reviews Neuroscience paper, is this increased motivational salience of social status. Of course kids want to be admired and like status, and of course adults at every age of their lifespan do as well. But the intensity with which salience, having peers admire you, increases in relative terms at the onset of puberty. And it's a very interesting dimension. Now, there's lots of interesting mechanistic questions about particular hormones, the neuroendocrine substrates, the particular neural systems that are being influenced by some of the hormones, what are social experiences. These are very complex issues. I'm not trying to overly reduce it. And these are great areas for investigation as a part of this. It's part of a larger set of changes. I use the metaphor of igniting passions to capture these emotional and motivational changes. And I like the term igniting passions not only because it captures the literal romantic interest and motivation that kicks in at puberty, that has its own intense motivational changes, and the emotional intensity that kids have after puberty, but it's also capturing another aspect of passion, and that is, this is a key time for motivational learning. Kids become passionate about particular kinds of goals. Yes, kids develop hobbies at earlier ages, they develop interests at earlier ages, but they also develop crushes at early ages, but they don't fall in love until puberty. And in the same way kids fall in love with a different kind of intensity, they